Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Jewish Women Rock with host Naomi Less. Jewish Women Rock features the best and most influential female voices in contemporary Jewish music. This show is brought to you by Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Women Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Naomi Less, and you're listening to another episode of Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature phenomenal female voices in Jewish music. And I'm so excited because today on the show, we have a very, very special guest, a dear friend of mine from across the world, Shimon Smith, who has a show of his own. And I want to say hi, Shimon.
Hey, Naomi. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're doing great over here in New York City, in Brooklyn, to be specific. Where are you?
It's early in the morning there. Thank you.
It is. Where are you?
I am in Tel Aviv, in center of town. And we are a day after Yom HaTzmaut, so a lot of celebrations in Israel. 71 years old.
Well, you're not 71. Israel is. You don't have to share your age if you don't want to. But in any case, we are so excited to have you here. And folks, I asked Shimon to be on the show today because specifically in this month, in the month of Iyar, or the month of, May in the Gregorian calendar, because I wanted to focus a little bit on women that have composed and that are newly composing and writing and producing and playing incredible music in Israel. We haven't featured a ton of Israeli musicians on the show yet, and so I thought Shimon could give us, in our typical format, some ideas around classics that should still be in our rotation and some trending that have been hot for a little while now, and then maybe some fresh finds that you can lead us to that we should be listening to. Are you game for that, Shimon?
I mean, I'd love to. I'm honored that you would let a man as myself explain about the women in music. But you know, it's like, I mean, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but definitely in my playlist, most of it is with women. So,
well, that's amazing, and we're so excited to hear about women that influenced you. And so, we'll learn a little bit about your music. But let's get the show started. Can you share? We're going to start our classic section. Can you share with us who's your number one in the classic section?
Yes. So, the number one classic musician would have to be Chava Alberstein. Mm. And I was thinking about what song to play by Chava, and I came up with one of my favorite Chava Alberstein songs. Was released in 1989, called London Lo Mechakali, London Isn't Waiting For Me. Mm. You know, calling someone the country's greatest singer would be a huge compliment for most performers, but in the case of Chava Alberstein, it only tells a small part of her story, because she is a big part of Israel's soundtrack. Mm. I have a personal experience with Chava. When I was a kid, I was in the production of Joseph and His Technicolor Dreamcoat.
And who were you in it?
I was in the choir. I was like in the choir, you know. But Chava was the storyteller.
The narrator. Oh my gosh.
The narrator. Yeah, and that was like, I was, you know, it was. So I had like a lot of interactions with her.
You had your first moment with celebrity.
It was a big experience in Habima. But yeah, so this is one of my favorite songs, and it's about how. It's about how she's going to London. She's traveling to London, but she doesn't think that traveling will solve all her problems. Like, problems will follow you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. It's like a really, like, real sort of feel to the song.
Amazing. And do you know around when she released this song?
She released it in 1989. Altogether, Chava released about 50 recordings since the late 1960s. And she's still up and about, still releasing songs. Here I have a quote about her from Yediot Acharonot, from the from a big newspaper here in Israel. If we have a true folk singer, it is Chava Adlerstein. That's what they say. She's like a real folk singer.
Amazing. Well, as you said, we're going to listen to one of the core voices of Israel's soundtrack, Chava Adlerstein, here on the Jewish Women Rock Show on Jewish Rock Radio. This is London Lo Mechakali, and we're talking with Shimon Smith, and we're going to get right to the music right here on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
אשליות בקשר ללונדון לונדון לא מחכה לי גם שם יהיה לבד
לונדון
אולי זה כבר לכל החיים להיות לבד
לונדון
לא מחכה לי גם שם יהיה לבד
Hey everyone, this is Naomi Less on Jewish Rock Radio, and that was Chava Alberstein, London Lo Mechakali, and we are here with my special friend, special guest, Shimon Smith, all the way from Tel Aviv, who's going to take us into our second song in our classic section. Those classic songs that should still be in your rotation.
Yes, for sure. Thanks for having me again.
Awesome.
You want to do, so classic number two?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Classic number two is definitely Yehudit Rabitz. Mm. She is like one of the rockers. She doesn't live far away from me. Lives somewhere around the corner. I see her sometimes.
Do you talk to her when you see her?
No, I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare.
Are you like, hey, I'm a big fan.
No, I wouldn't dare talk. But she, she's definitely one of my idols. The song that I thought of playing of hers is called Rachavat HaRikudim, The Dance Floor. Mm-hmm. So this is like a real rock song from her
what
album.
Era? What era?
It's from 1987.
Oh, I'm so excited because
for some reason the 80s are like starring here in the...
Well, this is a classic section, so it makes sense.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so her album Ba'am Ahava, Coming From Love, was released in 1987. Yehudit Rabitz is a rock and pop singer-songwriter, composer, arranger, music producer, and one of the most successful Israeli rock musicians with a career spanning over 40 years.
I love it. She's like our Indigo Girls or Annie DeFranco or anybody that like took the whole shebang into their hands.
Yes, all of those words that you said.
Great. So we're gonna hear this song from 1987, Yehudit Rabitz and Rachavat HaRikudim on the dance floor. Can't wait to rock out with this on the Jewish Women Rock Show on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home for Jewish and Israeli rock. רחבת הריקודים מוארת למחול מסוכן בנערות המעטים נפגשות העיניים וצלילי הגיטרה עולים מהשן
Oh!
בוקיה מפניה את חיבו היודע שכאן הוא שפיק הגולם הם רפו את עצמם לעצמם כמו היו לבדם בעולם הקלפים הטובים בידם כל הלילה רחבת הריקודים רחבת הריקודים האשר הוא האשר הוא האשר הוא הפשר הוא שכן
Everybody, that was Yehudit Ravitz with Rachavat HaRikudim on the dance floor. And I am here, Naomi Less, here with Shimon Smith, my special guest and my great friend from Tel Aviv, who's taking us through the hottest and most awesome classic Israeli women rock and other kinds of genres, I imagine, songs. So, Shimon, what do you got for us next?
Well, so I have another 80s song.
Yes.
And it's going to be by another like rock. I was just thinking about like, what are like the rock classics, you know, that were like performed by female singers that are like, you know, they're really inspiring. And one of them is Ricky Gal. She has a song called Na'arat Rock, which is, I guess, teenage rocker. But Na'ara is like a teenage girl. And the song was released in 1987.
Yeah, where were you in 1987?
In 87, I was before making Aliyah in 87.
Wow. So where were you? Where is your family? Where were they
Hoboken,
living?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. We made Aliyah in 89. So I was not... in any recollection of that time. I was 3 years.
I would say the late 80s in New Jersey, there's got to be some amazing hair going on.
Yes. I'm going to take pictures. So
why is she so inspiring to you?
Well, Ricky Gal, so this song that you're about to hear, actually, I don't know, are we allowed to play this on Jewish record? There's like some profanities in the song, okay? But they're very... It's a mainstream song, okay? And she really pushed the letter in the 80s. Is that how you say it, push the letter?
You know, maybe push the envelope. It's similar, yeah. You know. It's that's like lost in translation. But we're in the same male, like the male.
Right,
the male
I remember it was have to do with the door. Somehow.
I love it, the door.
But, right. Yeah, so it was very unconventional at the time to just really say what you mean, and especially for like women to just say and just speak what they mean, you know, like in the 80s.
Israeli Blondie or Madonna, you know?
Yeah, yes. She was definitely the answer to them. And, you know, she was definitely aware of what was going on, seeing those other musicians. I'm positive about that.
And finding their voices. And she took that torch and carried it in Israel.
Yes. And so she is just talking about being herself in this song. And she's saying, I am a rocker and I don't care about, you know, I'm not going to say it now, but I don't care about anything. You know, that's what I care about.
Well, you know? This is a great way to like kind of end this section of the classic section here. So let's listen without further ado to Ricky Gal with her Na'arat Rock. Shimon, you want to give us our little intro right here on Jewish Women Rock on
Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Naomi Less of Jewish Rock.
Thank you.
Na'arat
נופלת פתאום על אבן חדה מחוץ למעגל לפעמים עם מי שנשאר איתה לבד במקרה תקליט ולא אכפת להם כמעט משום דבר
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Naomi Less from Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock. And we are mid episode 20th episode, and this is a special episode. In the month of May, we are focusing on music from Israel that women have composed, produced, written, sung, rocked out with, and we are starting our trending section. So these are songs that are still hot. They might not be like fresh off the, you know, right off the platinum press, but they're very hot in people's eyes there. And we have an amazing, amazing authority on Israeli music with his own show on Jewish Rock Radio, Shimon Smith.
Maybe it is I.
Yeah, maybe you can give a little PSA. What's your show on Jewish Rock Radio?
I have a show called The Best in Israeli Rock. And I try to feature, I try to make it even. Like I try to do
to
like
represent multi-gendered music.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's also, it's not always
grateful for you to come on this show and to like really focus on women and amplify their voices. Thank you for doing
that. Yeah, I mean, for me, this is, it's fantastic. I really want to, you know, make sure that that every voice is heard and that these great songs are heard. You know, it's just, they're just great songs, you know?
Well, take us into our first one of the trending section right now.
Yeah.
What's
all right, well, okay, so yeah, so trending, you know, you have to talk about Netta, because Netta, who also, she's a friend of mine, I would say. We would sing in like the different open mic scenes around Tel Aviv the past few years.
Right on.
But she won last year's Eurovision. And thanks to her, the Eurovision has come to Israel for the first time since 1998.
Okay. And yeah. Can you explain to people what is Eurovision for those of us Americans who might not be familiar with it?
Yeah, Eurovision is like it's like the big like X factor of Europe, and Israel is part of it. So it's like a really big competition. It's not like a reality TV series. It's like a one event kind of thing that they have once a year. But every country has their own vetting system to get their song and to get the song to represent them.
And Israel has won twice before, correct?
Israel's won. This is Israel's fourth win.
Oh, fourth. I know Donna International was one, and then Hallelujah
and Abanabi.
Right, which is hilarious that one.
Abanabi was the first one.
That's right. What year was that? Do you remember?
That was in 78.
Wow.
And then they won consecutively in 79.
But the outfits were amazing in that one.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Yes.
Okay, so Netta won.
So she won with the song Toy, but since then she released a few different songs, and I thought of playing like her new song, which is called Basa Sababa, which basically is like she is taking these songs and saying that, you know, the words aren't as important, but in a way they are important, because if you really listen closely, then you'll hear that there's very important words about empowerment. And it's just like, but it sounds, at first listen, it sounds kind of like gibberish, you know?
Ah, so she's really doing a lot of wordplay in there. What does basa mean in Hebrew?
Basa means, I guess, too bad. It's like too bad. It's like the opposite.
Basa, like if you say eza basa, what do you say?
Yeah, you say eza basa, you know, oh, that's too bad, or this sucks, or, you know, eza basa. And sababa is, you know, great.
I hope like, everybody knows what Sababa means at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
That word is trending. So let's listen to Netta with Basa Sababa that she released just this year here on Jewish Women Rock. We've got Shimon Smith here, and we are on Jewish Rock Radio. Shimon?
The official home of Jewish Rock.
Bam bam basabi, messi babasi, bees me wa. the trigger. What? My horn is bigger. I win. I love my thicker, thicker. I grew a thicker skin. I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna beat you like a drum.
Everyone, that was Netta with Bossa Sababa, and we are ready to move on to our second song that is trending in Israel. And Shimon Smith, this is his recommendation from all the way over in Tel Aviv. Shimon, tell us, who is our second song?
Hey, and I just want to say, you're absolutely right. These are my recommendations. So, like, this can open up, you know, you should, like... Go, you know, see, anybody who's listening, should push them to listen to more Israeli and more of the songs of these artists too, you know.
Well, they can listen to more Israeli music on your show.
That's true.
So, which is called
The Best in Israeli Rock. You mean my show?
Yeah, on Jewish Rock Radio. That's exciting. So tell us about our second trending song.
Second trending song is by Everybody's Waiting. It's by Lola Marsh. And Lola Marsh is a band that I love, and it's an Israeli indie pop band from Tel Aviv, and it was formed in 2013 by Gil Landau and Yael Shoshana Cohen, who I went to music school with.
Wow, where did you go to music school?
I went to music school in Rimon.
Prestigious music school in Jerusalem.
Yeah, Rimon, one of my favorite places, But I got to meet, mostly my favorite part about it was meeting all these like people, and Yael, I remember she was very, very talented, and there was no doubt that, you know, something was going to happen with her music. And they are an internationally acclaimed band, and the song
they
I was thinking
were the States.
They do. I think they had like a they had some sort of United States tour, and they're very big in Europe.
That's great. So all of you listeners, you got to look out for Lola Marsh and see when they're touring, and go check them out. So tell us about what we're going to hear.
So check out this song. This song is called She's a Rainbow, and it's actually in English. It's just, I think this song speaks for itself. It's just, I listen to this song, and I can listen to it on repeat for a long time.
Amazing. So we've got our 2016 release of She's a Rainbow by Lola Marsh right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio.
The official home of Jewish Rock.
Dearest unbroken, my body's unspoken. How could I be loved? Wake up in the morning, feeling uncertain like a burning. Before I remember the courage I had as a child, various colors I'm hiding inside. She's a rainbow.
Hey, everybody. That was Lola Marsh, the Israeli band with She's a Rainbow. And we are heading into our last song of this trending section of amazing Israeli female musicians, bands, composers, writers right here on Jewish Women Rock. And I'm with Shimon Smith, and he's going to set up our next and last song of trending.
All right. Well, this next song is by Jane Bordeaux. It's a band. And the song is called Ech Efshar. And Jane Bordeaux...
What does that translate to, Ech Efshar?
Oh, Ech Efshar, how can I not? Or how can I?
Like,
in the context of the song, it's how can I not? It's Ech Efshar shelo leitahev becha. How can I not fall in love with you?
That's sweet.
So Jane Bordeaux is sort of like an American country band in Hebrew. And they have like a country sound. You'll hear it very clearly when you hear this song. I'll just read something that they write about themselves. They write that their story began around 2012 when an innocent country girl joined up with a bearded rugged musicians from the city in order to play American country folk in Hebrew. So that's what they call it.
So they were really influenced by American country folk music.
For sure.
Was one of them originally from America, or how did they, you don't have to be from that section. Like Bob Dylan was from Minneapolis and then he was influenced.
Really liked the sound, and they noticed there's like some sort of like a need for that type of music, you know?
Amazing. All right.
That's a lot what it's about when you notice that there's like a void, you know?
It's true. Like, or that you might think, hey, this music might land in a way that feels good for this period of time, right? So like the folk music of the 70s or like, you know, just whatever's happening in the world, they're responsive to that. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna listen to Ech Efshar. When was this released? Do you know?
This was released in 2014, but Jane Bordeaux have been around for a while. This is like one of their more like classic trending songs. That you can listen to things that they've been putting together for like years until today, and they're sounding really good.
Amazing. So here's Ech Efshar by Jane Bordeaux right here on
Jewish Women Rock.
On Jewish Rock Radio.
The official home of Jewish rock. Thank you.
Rock Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity of our major supporters. We send mega thanks to Susan and Mark Sachs of Deerfield, Illinois, Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, Katie and Randy Whitlatch in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Ellen and David Wagglestein in Rockville, Maryland. Tada Rabat to each of you and to all of our JRR supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again, and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Naomi Les here on Jewish Women Rock, and we are here at episode 20. We are featuring Israeli female musicians and songwriters and composers and rock stars, and who better to give recommendations on music that you can listen to but my dear friend Shimon Smith, who has his own show, The Best of Israeli Rock, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home for Jewish rock.
You're a local Israeli expert.
It's true. It's true. So Shimon is sitting in Tel Aviv right now while I sit in Brooklyn, and we're recording this show on Zoom, which is very exciting. Shimon, I'm really excited because we've been through classic songs and we've been through songs that have been trending for a while in Israel, but now we get to the emerging music. And
yes.
Will you share with us what's happening in emerging music? What's our first song we're going to listen to?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think that like this music is just like for musicians that I'm not sure, maybe some of you have heard, but maybe not, but it's worthwhile listening to. The first one is by Galit Mol, who she sings with a group called Beta Zinc. And they released a song called Pol Alai Kochav, like may a star fall on me. And actually, the music clip is worth seeing. It's very they use a lot of like what do you call it? Those like colors that like shine. It's like really like a very colorful music clip.
Like very iridescent-y, kaleidoscope-y kind of.
Yeah, sort of like a infra whatever.
Infrared kind of stuff.
Something. I don't know. You have to like, see the video.
Okay. I can't wait. Well, we'll put that on the Facebook post so people know how to get to it.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. So here we go. So when was this released, Shimon?
This was released just a few months ago.
Oh my gosh. It's super emerging. So let's do this without further ado. Galit Mor and Beta Zinc with Pol Alai Kochav right here
on Jewish Women Rock.
Yes, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home for Jewish rock.
Yeah. עליי כוכב.
Hey everybody, that was Galit Mor and Beta Zink with Pol Alai Kochav, and we are heading into our second emerging song from Israeli female musicians here with my friend Shimon Smith. Shimon, who do we have up next in our emerging section?
So up next we have Tali Mann with her song Shiryon, which means armor. And she released this after a very successful Kickstarter campaign where she, you know, people crowdfunded her album, and it's a really, really nice album. I have it myself. And she is an up and coming musician. She actually works a lot with the Jewish pluralistic movements, and she's a singing teacher, and, you know, she's trying to make it work here in Israel. And Tali Mann.
That's amazing. Okay, well, thank you. So here is Tali Mann with Shiryon, released when?
Released the end of 2018.
End of 2018, right here on Jewish Women Rock on...
Jewish Rock Radio, הבית הרשמי של הרוק היהודי.
מתהדק ולוחץ מהראש לרגליים, צפוף בפנים, חולמת לעזוב. אתה חודר לתמונה, אני רוצה לרחב, להסיר משקל, לשבור את הקירות, לגלוש מהשריון, קצת להיסחף. השיער שלך נוזל על הפנים, התשוקה שיפות שלך מתחשק לי לישון לך על הברכיים, להתכסות בלילה בתוך האור שלך, התקרה נמסה, החלל מתרחב, הדופק מתפרץ מהחזה, מערבולת כולו תל החדר משפחת בוגרשו רופא.
Hey everyone, that was Tali Mann with Shiryon, and we are ready to hear, I can't believe, we're at our last song for the emerging section of episode 20 of Jewish Women Rock, where we've been featuring Israeli female musicians, and my dear friend Shimon Smith has been giving his recommendation. So Shimon, who are we going to listen to wrap up the show?
Well, we're going to listen to Shani Ben-O with her group Nigunim Ensemble, which is a group that she, it's her and Boaz Dorot, and they are both very active in the Jewish pluralistic scene in Israel and around the world. Two outstanding musicians, and they have a song called Yonati, which is based on the Song of Songs, My Dove, Yonati.
Yeah.
And actually, Shani lives in Jerusalem, and she's on her way to become the first Israeli Reform ordained cantor.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's like no cantor, there's no cantorial Israeli program, and she's going to be like the first.
So how is she studying? Do you know?
There was some sort of like with New York, but then now she's back studying here, and she's starting like a whole new music program.
A movement. So how amazing to wrap up our show today with somebody that is really a boundary breaker, somebody who is out there, you know, creating a new movement. How exciting. So here is Shani Ben-Or with Yonati, which she released.
She released just last year,
right here on Jewish Women Rock on
Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
I can't believe it, but that is it for Jewish Women Rock for now. This is Naomi Les, your host, and I had so much fun sharing and learning about so many Israeli female musicians from my friend Shimon Smith. Shimon, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Naomi. This was great.
And we can listen to more Israeli music on your show, correct?
Yeah, on the show Best in Israeli Rock.
And so people can find out when your show airs by going to jewishrockradio.com/showtimes, where they can find out about your show. And they can also stream previous episodes of your show and also of my show, Jewish Women Rock, and learn more about the artists featured on the show. So again, that website is jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And of course, make sure that you follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. So thanks to Shimon, and stay tuned for more Jewish Rock. I'm Naomi Less, your host of Jewish Women Rock, on the official home of
Jewish Rock.